they unleash 50 babies on me and I have to knock them all out.
No, I think about, yeah, boy. He also offers babysitting services, in case anybody is wondering, the singing and the babysitting services.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Good morning. Good morning. Nobody's going to pay for me to sing anytime soon.
You want to sing a good morning
jingle, Molly? My side hustle will not be like wedding receptions, quinceañeras. Like, everyone's like, no, I think we're good. We don't need, I think we'll just do with the DJ.
You know, it's funny you say that because I think that I have some good dance moves, right? I mean, I dance. I got some rhythm in me.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't have is the ability to sing. I am the worst singer. I mean, my voice is unique anyway.
Yeah.
But I just can't sing. Maybe I'm trying to sing like other people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe instead I just got to find my own sound.
Yeah. Like, instead of trying to mimic, just sort of lean into what your sound is. And I think that's a lot of times what singers say is the fact that, like, it's like finding their own voice. I mean, that's why you listen to them, because they are uniquely them. Mm-hmm. So maybe, who knows?
There's maybe I got something.
Life in you yet.
Well, that's that Benson Boone guy, right? He was on American Idol. I don't know how legit this is.
Okay.
But he told them that he just learned how to sing, I don't know, maybe a year ago, something like that, maybe even less than that. And Katy Perry was blown away, like, come on, whatever. How do you just figure out? I guess he just never sang.
No, because he did sports.
Yeah. So then he just all of a sudden found himself. Maybe there's a songbird in me.
Songbird living in that cage. Let it out. Let it be free.
Right now it's a parrot that just says bad things.
Who taught the parrot how to say that word? Please stop teaching the parrot bad language.
All right. Welcome to the Big Party Show. Here's the gig. This is how you get a hold of us real quick. bpscrasher@gmail.com. You can call or leave us a message at 402-915-0962. Everyone's goal today, at least... how would you say it? This is what I would like everyone to do that's listening to the podcast or watching. Okay. I need you guys to tell one person about the show today.
Please.
Just one. That's it. Just one. And I want it to be a stranger. No, I'm kidding. It could be a stranger.
Hello.
Exactly.
Listen to this show and then I'm gone.
Yes. Just tell somebody. I don't care if it's social media or whatever. We're growing this thing, and we do have a good audience, you know, right now. But yeah, I just, you know, when you do things, you just want to go all the way to the top, and that's how I've always been. We do have an email here from a Bonnie. She wants to know, how many toddlers could you fight off barehanded?
What? Wow. I don't know. You get a couple barehanded. Of them together? Barehanded. I know, but the thing is that... that's the one thing that they'll tell you in parenting.
Don't fight them off.
The minute you go from two kids to three kids, it is an absolute leap. It's a complete game changer. You go from one to two and you're like, okay, that's fine. But there's something about that two to three, because all of a sudden you're doing a zone defense.
Okay.
Like, they outnumber you, so they can overpower you at any moment. If they get together. So at least three.
Okay. So you can fight off barehanded three toddlers. I don't know how many I could fight off. See, I look at it at that question as more as a, are you looking at it as more of a violent thing? Like, you're in a ring and with a bunch of, see, that's how I took that message, that I'm in a ring somewhere and they unleash 50 babies on me and I have to knock them all out.
No, I think about, boy. He also offers babysitting services, in case anybody is wondering, the singing and the babysitting services. That is also something. No, I was thinking of it more like, you're in a tumble pile, or you're in the pool, you know, when you're in the pool and kids are like, throw me, throw me, throw me. And then there's like a bunch of them. I just think, like, it's that crab effect.
Okay.
Of them lobbing onto you. And maybe I'm thinking that because you're a crab walker today. Therefore, we all get to have like our little screens. So Grace is a complete professional. So her says Grace producer. Mine just says Molly. But Party likes to keep us on our toes. And today, he's not Big Party. He's Crab Walker.
I'm the Crab Walker. Yeah. The reason being, because I had issues before. You know the liquid IV stuff that people drink?
Love it.
I do too, but I think I have something that doesn't agree with me.
Oh,
and
really?
I told the sweet Wylene this. I'm like, I think there's something wrong because whenever I drink that stuff, that mix that you put in there, it bothers my stomach for some reason, right? I mean, it sends me right to where I need to go. And so what did I do? I drank it, and then I went to Sam's Club.
Nothing like loading up the tank and then going somewhere public.
I couldn't get there fast enough. I mean, it was and it had to be the liquid IV. It has to be the liquid IV
stuff.
I wonder
what it is in there.
I don't know, but I crab walked there so damn fast. And I was begging, please don't let anyone be in there because this is not going to be good.
This is like somebody's like, party? You're like, yes. No, get out of here right now. Okay, here's my bad liquid IV. And you and I have talked about this.
Yeah,
and I think we got to try it this summer. Well, obviously, maybe not you. It's kind of like the maple syrup.
I don't know. Yeah, it might be whatever. Other stuff, might, though. Yeah. Yeah.
But I want to make a cocktail out of liquid IV.
Oh, genius.
Because I love the peach.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my fantastic. God, if you put like vodka with that, would it balance itself? Would it like if you made liquid IV how you're supposed to, where it would just be its own? It's almost like juice. I mean, yeah. You can make it as dense as you want, depending on how much liquid you add. What if you added some vodka to that?
You'll be having some fun. It'll hydrate you. It'll hydrate you and dehydrate you at the same time.
Yeah. Will it just even out? I'm a complete dirtbag person. But honestly, when I first tried, because you had told me about the white peach.
Yeah, the white peach. That flavor. That's the sugar-free stuff.
Yes.
The white peaches, yeah. And I like that. I wish they had other flavors, but I like the white peach. I do it, but yeah.
So I was at Costco, and they had the sugar-free one, and it was like half white peach and then half the citrus that I normally get.
Okay.
And so, you know, I remembered, I was like, well, Party said that the white peach was actually pretty good. So I grabbed it. Yeah. I'm like, worst case scenario, I can give it to him, you know, give it to you.
And I'll eat it or drink it. Yeah. Well, I would.
I love it. But yeah, isn't that great? This, imagine putting the, okay, liquid IV white peach with sun tea and vodka. Boom.
I think you're onto something right there.
How yummy would that be?
You're on something right there. You know how they have those? So we have a water cooler.
Yes.
That has a big giant 5 gallon. I don't know if it's a 5 gallon bucket. It's the big bucket.
Right. Right. The big barrel.
Big barrel. So I had to replace some hoses on. I was having issues with it. So it was down and out. But I had bought a portable pump that you just set on top of it. Right. And it's USB. It's you just battery power it. And then it just sits there. Right. So Wylene, she drinks this water like crazy. Anyway, I'm going to add to what you just created. I told Wylene what I'd like to do is get one of those 2 gallon ones, 2.5 gallon ones. So they have smaller ones.
Yes.
And then make alcohol or drinks in that and use that portable thing on it. So that's what we're going to do.
Oh my God. When I come this summer.
That and blackout.
Seriously. You guys have a guest room. I can stay. Right?
Yes.
I'll get babysitters covered for the kids. And then you and I can just go ahead and try not to drown in your new pool.
Yeah. Drink it up. I don't know. That's how I got the crab walk, the name underneath my beautiful. Well,
thank you for that very vivid description. And I feel sorry for anyone who was on bathroom cleanup duty. You know how they rotate and it's like, you see that little card on the door where it's like 2 o'clock. So-and-so had to wash the bathroom. Imagine that poor person after you.
I know there's no way I could do that job. There's just no way I would be grossed out. I'd either do a fantastic job because I like to have a clean restroom. You're right. Mm-hmm. I'd either do the best job that it just shined. You can eat off of it, or I'll just be grossed out, you know,
because it doesn't seem like they else.
Do a good job.
Well, how good of a job would you do when you're cleaning up other people's butts and not anyone that you're related to and not anyone that you love?
Random stranger
completely dented the porcelain, AKA you.
Yeah.
And then just Steve has to go in after you.
I mean, leave it like that. I go into those things.
You clean it? Let's not go to
I'm just going to be honest with you. You've not been in a men's restroom.
No.
No. Okay. So a men's restroom, and everyone listen, you can send us a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com or text us. Everyone would agree. It doesn't matter where you go. The men's restroom is a disaster. There's always paper all over the floor. It's just a mess. People just pee all over the place. It's awful. It is awful. I imagine a women's bathroom is nothing close to that. I bet it smells nice. It's welcoming. It's probably got some flowers in there.
It's all the same. I mean, they're built the exact same way.
Well, I know like that. I know,
but I'm just saying, like, it's interesting to think how they're built the exact same way, and you guys managed to completely ding yours up, and women are like, fine. There are no flowers, there's no nothing, but it's not a disaster area. Like, okay. I don't walk in and think I can't touch anything.
I think that we just got to do better.
The only time I feel like I can't touch anything is when you go to a general, like, let's say you stop at a gas station on a road trip, and they just have, like, the key. And everybody gets the key and it's just a joint bathroom. Those are always super scary. Like, don't touch anything. Absolutely hover while you pee. I mean, that is.
I guess you hover, huh?
You have to.
Okay. All right.
I'm not
guys
sitting
don't hover.
Down. Well, no, but you stand.
Well, if you're doing the other thing, you couldn't.
There's no way to do the other thing and hover.
No, there's not. That's what I was going to say. I was like, oh, my God. You guys are amazing humans. You're able to hover and do two. Wow.
Oh, are you kidding me? Who needs to do squat day at the gym when you're just like on a constant bar rotation? I had the strongest thighs in college because we went to some of the crummiest bars. And you're like, well, Obviously I can't sit. I'm going to get something.
Yes. Hey, you know what? Speaking of all this stuff, have you ever heard of a bathroom divorce?
A bathroom divorce.
Okay, so basically, it's a new thing. You know how they have a sleep divorce?
Yes.
So basically, what a bathroom divorce is that I saw this interview with a woman and her husband, and she's so sick and tired of cleaning up or walking in because men are dirty. So pretty much, all men are dirty, but the bathroom habits are dirty and stuff like
shaving,
that. Leaving stuff,
like,
all that stuff. So she remodeled her bathroom. This is a trend that's happening. It looks like a locker room. Of course, she has the two sinks, which is normal in a lot of restrooms. But she has stalls, like two stalls, one for a woman, well, one for her and one for her husband. It's two of everything.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? And the reason why they do that is because it's like the sleep divorce. It's like, why divorce over his? She just got sick of it. I'm like, I'm not going to be dealing with your messiness.
But with a sleep divorce, you sleep in
separate beds.
No, I get that. But I'm saying I would think a bathroom divorce would completely price you out. I mean,
well,
a sleep divorce.
You'd have to have money.
That's
I mean,
what I'm saying.
Obviously, yeah.
Anybody can have a sleep divorce. Anyone can sleep in a different room and that's fine. And you don't have to be a sultan in order to afford that kind of.
Yeah,
but this seems like.
Outside of that, her doing a complete remodel, because that's what they were doing anyway. How many does Peter have his own bathroom?
No.
Okay.
And we share a sink. The guy that owned the house before us was a bachelor and he completely redid the entire master suite and he put in two closets, two of everything.
Okay. All right.
Except the bathroom. There's only one sink.
There's only one sink in there. Okay. All right. That's what I was. Okay. Well, that'd be the similar, I guess the more affordable way to do a bathroom divorce is to have two different ones. Like I have my own and Wylene uses another one.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why. Actually, I have three. I have one downstairs with a bidet.
Well, that's your special office.
That's my special office down there. That's where I do our pre.
Sick. He's got crab walking at Sam's. He's down in the third bathroom bidet. Do not come down here. Only in your house, there's nobody named Steve to clean up after you. You just got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Poor guy. We share a bathroom. Right. And here's what's crazy is that we share a bathroom with our daughter.
Okay.
And so when she.
What about Declan has his own then? Declan has his own.
Yeah, because he's on a different floor.
Okay. All right.
So he's on the first floor. So he uses the first floor bathroom. But on the second floor, there's only the one that, again, like I said, a bachelor designed this second floor. He did the whole design and he didn't put in two bathrooms. He only put in one.
Okay.
And he only put in one sink. But here's what I love is that Peter is outgirled. So there are times where, you know, Mara showers in there every night. And he's just like, why does it smell like a fruit basket in here? Like, he's so used to having his, like, Irish Spring stank in there, you know, nothing like shaving cream. Cause I'm not a lotion and potion person, but our daughter is.
Oh geez. Yeah. That and age she's going to be, you know, and forever.
Body Works, all that smelly stuff. You know, she comes out, she smells like a strawberry topped with peaches.
And I shouldn't say that. Sorry.
No, it's fine. She smells delicious. She's a girl. They're supposed to
smell sweet. Also young. I shouldn't go, ooh.
Well, no, but, you know, you give her a hug. You're like, oh, you smell nice.
No, I wouldn't say that to her. No way.
Like, no, I can't.
Creepy.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're like leaning in for a long sniff and then you're like, you smell good.
Then that's creep boy time right there.
And we can't have you around my daughter.
Okay. All right. You know what we haven't done? We haven't gotten into the Motivational Monday. We need to start that off right now. Which one is it? It's V1. Let's get this going. Gracie, Super Gracie in the house.
Good morning, you gorgeous ray of sunshine. You are a beautiful, smart, limitless powerhouse. Remember today, you don't need permission to shine. You don't need approval to take up space. Walk into this day like you own it. Because you do.
That's right. Yes. You do. You.
That's the
own
one
it.
That speaks to me more than the soft ones.
Yeah,
that's the one that just kicks me in the butt and is like, yeah, let's do today.
Yeah. So when you hear that, that's going to get you motivated to
I want to make today my B.
You do. Your B. You do. This is your day. This is what you need to do. All right. Let's sit real quick before we hit the best news of the day. What happened in Chicago? You got an alert and you sent me a text. Gracie, can you play V2 for us? This is from the dust storm. This dust storm it's only happened once in the history.
I don't even know. I mean, honestly, people in Chicago, we got this alert. It blew up all of our phones. And, you know, we're in a house with a million Apple devices and they're all just howling. And then we look and it's like dust storm warning. And we kind of had that moment where we thought maybe the algorithm was wrong and that they were sending it to the wrong area. Like the geofencing didn't work. So, you know, we were laughing because it's like, pull aside, stay alive. Like visibility is going to drop, pull far off the road, put your car in park. They're giving you all the stuff to do.
I know. So it says the one thing that when I was reading, it says zero visibility, pull aside, stay alive.
Yes.
It says, you know, keep your foot off the brake, you know, infants, anybody that has respiratory issues to stay inside. Now I'm looking at this thing though, and I'm thinking, okay, how bad could it be?
It was bad.
It turned it to night, did it not?
There was
dust. It was that storm that came through and it's so dry. I think it blew all the dust over.
What's crazy is that, okay, so this was Friday night that we got the dust bowl alert.
Okay.
Thursday night, the night before, it was a derecho. I mean, it was seriously like shelter in place, tornadoes, sideways winds, rain that came down in buckets. So for the next day to suddenly be a dust bowl warning, we're like, well, what was that last night? We just got like 75 inches of rain.
I mean, that's the second time it's ever happened in Chicago. And I think none of us was alive the first time. I think most old people weren't even alive.
So you get all these videos and it's cool because you get these videos from people that are in, you know, skyscrapers and they'll do a time lapse and you're watching and it's like blue skies. And then all of a sudden it gets hazy. And then next thing you know, it's just, you can't even see the building across the way.
Is it like hazy?
What? But the other funny thing about it is that Beyonce came Thursday night and her concert got delayed because of the torrential rain by an hour. And then she was playing again at Soldier Field on Friday night. And that time it was a dust bowl. I'm like, she's probably like, where am I?
Yeah, I'm
like
sure.
Beyonce is on this huge stadium tour. She comes to Chicago and it goes from flash flooding to dust bowl.
So did the show did carry on there? Cause it was, was it Soldier Field is where it was?
Yeah, Soldier Field, which is just bananas to get out of when you are at one of those stadium.
Yeah.
They're not meant for everybody to be leaving like that at once.
No, even with a dust bowl going on. I lost my crap right now. I'm going crazy. That's why I'm fiddling around.
What happened? What'd you lose?
I don't know. I was digging around and I lost my important stuff I wanted to talk about.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
You're going to be
Believe
fine.
Believe me, I don't have any problems talking about
dumb
stuff.
You're like, we'll be able to talk. Well, I can fill with I saw a new, so for the news of the day.
Oh, yeah, news of the day. Okay.
I've got
yeah,
like right a little okay. fashion story, which is weird.
Okay. What's that?
I'm trying to understand if I do think it's sort of fashion tries to make things happen or it's really happening.
Yeah.
Like, is there stuff where they're trying to force it down our throats and be like, this is what's happening. We're trying to make this happen. And people are pushing back, or is it something that people are embracing? So the new trend is denim makeup.
Denim makeup.
Denim hued makeup. The idea that the blue palette is back. So like okay. blue mascara, blue eyeliner, blue eyeshadow. And I'm trying to figure out.
Everyone's going to look like that lady that was on the Drew Carey show.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So I'm trying to figure out if they're trying to make this happen. Like, let's try to get everyone to wear blue eyeshadow. Or if it's something that's really already happening naturally in the wild and they're just reporting on it.
Okay.
There's this other thing where they're trying to make happen this summer, the culotte.
What is a culotte?
Oh my God, culottes are like the bane of my existence.
I don't know. What is it?
Nobody looks good in a culotte.
What does
no
a culotte
one.
Look like?
And they're trying to make it up. Culottes are long shorts.
Okay.
But they're not quite capris. They're okay. not Bermudas. They live in this total wasteland of in between.
Oh
and
my
honestly,
God.
Honestly, like no one looks good in them. And they try to make it a thing. And it reminds me of Mean Girls, where they keep trying to make fetch a thing. And it's like, fetch is never going to be a thing. They keep trying to circle back with culottes.
Do you wear these culottes? I mean,
try not to. Apparently, they're the hot thing this summer. Everyone from J. Crew to like Balenciaga has got a set of culottes.
Do they make them for men? I guess it doesn't matter. I can just wear a ladies one. That's some pool gear right there.
Culottes?
A culotte. It looks very, oh my God, they do.
I thought about, you know, getting a pair to wear when I see you, just so you can make fun
Get
of
a
me.
Pair. I'm going down the Google shopping, and I'm seeing some very scary stuff. I can't do that.
Culottes are pretty nuts. There's one pair of culottes that I saw that I think I could possibly make, and that is it has like a pullover belt, so it's kind of funky. It's black, and then it's got like a drape to it. That I think I could make work. But like just the straight up like, here I am in khakis. Like, yeah. I don't think I could do that.
Culottes.
Culottes. They're trying to make culottes happen.
All right. You guys are tote bag people, right? I know you and Super Gracie are.
Love them.
You see Trader Joe's they just unleashed the new one. It's amazing how these go. This is the peach one. I got a picture of it right here. Can you hit V3 for the YouTubers out there, the Party Crasher YouTubers? There it is right there. It's peach.
I don't like it.
You don't like that one? I figured you would love that.
Mm-mm. Nope. I don't like it. It's
Why?
Just, I don't know. It doesn't speak to me. They had one with sardines on it that I really wanted, and I saw it. And I almost bought it, and that was more colorful. This one's just pink.
It's peach.
Whatever they want to call it, it's pink. Peach. I'm telling you, it's the
that
summer
is peach.
Of peach.
I know it's. I mean, so I don't get it. I so saw this, and all right. So apparently, it's peach.
Okay,
it's $7.99. It holds up to 8 gallons and comes in. I guess it comes in a couple of colors as well. Other colors. It has a zipper, thick strap, spacious insulated interior, and small mesh pocket.
I mean, it'd be great if you're going to the beach.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is that I don't need a new one every summer. I mean, if you bought a cooler bag, you should be set for a while. But I don't know why we have to have this arms race where it's like every year you're getting the new cooler bag. Like,
but this isn't the new cooler bag, though. This is just another addition to their stupid bags that everyone keeps buying because they're buying them at $2.99 and selling them on the market for 300% up on it. And people want them.
Do you have any?
I know they're different, but this is just the next one. They're already almost sold out, Molly. Same deal. It's the same deal. Do you have any Trader Joe bags at all that you
don't?
Okay.
I mean, I have. So we have here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's Roundy. It's called Mariano's, but they're owned by Roundy's, which is like the same people that own Baker's in Omaha.
Okay.
And they've got really cool Chicago themed bags. So it's Mariano's, but they'll have like hot dogs on them or the Sears Tower or all this kind of fun stuff. And I've gotten those before as gifts.
Okay.
You know, like where it's like instead of buying a gift bag, I buy one of those Chicago theme bags and put the present in there to give to somebody.
Oh, look at you. That's nice.
It's kind of a fun way to do it because a lot of those grocery bags are really cool. And when you think about it,
probably
how much are you spending on a gift bag?
You're going to spend a lot.
Right.
You use it once.
Or you use once as opposed to if you get somebody one of those cute shopping bags from wherever, and there's so many different fun styles, those are the perfect little gift bags on account of the fact that somebody, it's almost like a gift in and of itself. So there's your little
That's
gift.
That's a good idea. There's a gift from Molly.
Gift tip from Molly.
The gift tip. All right. We want to warn Megan real quick about the cat talk.
Oh, boy.
So, Megan, she's going to make this quick.
I am.
We got an email from Megan said, enough with the cat talk.
Enough with. So that's her name now. Megan, enough with the cat talk.
Like yeah, that's your name, Megan.
Her name moving forward. Yeah, Megan, so enough with the cat talk. She's like, I have a name.
That is your name.
So my daughter goes to the park down the street every day. She loves going there. She came home yesterday and she's howling. She's like, Mom, no, wait, no, no, no. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what's going on? And I'm down in the basement and I'm like hanging out and I come running towards, and Murray comes running down the stairs. And
with something?
And I'm thinking like, what's happening? And all of a sudden Mara screams, that's not Murray.
Oh, get out of here. You had another cat get in the house?
And I look down and I'm like, no, that's, and then I look closer. I was like, that's not Murray. And this cat looks up at me and he doesn't have the same eyes, but he has the exact same face, the exact same coloring, only he doesn't have rings on his tail. But I mean, I went to go pick him up. This cat had followed her home from the park and when she opened the door, ran past her legs and down into the basement to me.
Really? What'd you do?
I picked him up and he like let me and I like walked back up the stairs and I went outside and placed him down. He kept trying to come back into the house. He wouldn't leave.
Okay.
And so I told Mara, I was like, you got to walk him back down. I was like, where did he come from? She's like, he lives on the other block. And I said, you know, okay, you got to walk him back because he won't leave.
Walk him back.
I'm like, go walk him back to his house. I felt like I was talking to her about a friend.
Hey, we got Megan stepping in here.
And we're getting a live news alert right now. Oh, hell no. Please, God, make it stop. No more. Please. Oh, please. Make it stop.
Thanks, Megan.
So that was a little bit of excitement we had. Right.
I like it, though. I've heard people of getting, you know, different animals and stuff that's not theirs that looks like theirs, you know, so it's kind
of
hard.
You think of that commercial where that lady brings the raccoon in the house? Yeah. Like, here, kitty, kitty. Like, I got to get glasses. It's like some commercial for, like, getting glasses because she's, like, bringing this raccoon in and it's fighting her. Oh,
I hate possums, you know, and I saw some video of some lady that has a possum. It's a pet possum, but she dresses the damn thing.
Sick.
And then puts makeup on it like a girl.
No.
Like a little girl.
Maybe she
and everyone's like, that's cute. But everyone, you can tell when they look in their heads, are like, what the hell? She's carrying around
maybe
like
she'll
a baby.
She'll be going with the denim palette and some culottes.
There you go. There you
awesome
go.
Awesome culottes.
Yeah. All right. So in the news, Mother's Day. All right. People got a little bit more delivered from Amazon than what they ordered. Can you hit V6 Amazon for me, Gracie?
So this happened yesterday on Mother's Day. My husband was leaving the house to go get some breakfast for me for Mother's Day, and that's when really he discovered the essentially feces and urination on my front porch. Initially, we weren't sure what it was. We have coyotes that live around here, so we thought maybe that. And then he checked back at our camera, and he saw what it was, that it was the Amazon driver that essentially went to the restroom right here on the front porch. My kids play here. We have a basketball court here. And it's just really disgusting and despicable.
What in
Could
the
you
world?
Believe that?
No.
So on the video, if you notice, because they didn't go into detail of her squatting, It's at the bottom of the stairs.
She's like zipping up.
If you can go back there, Gracie, if it's right there at the bottom.
So this happened yesterday on Mother's Day.
She squatted right there.
Mother's Day, and that's officially, we weren't sure
what it was. Up the stairs to deliver.
I live around here, so we thought maybe that. And then he checked back.
See down at the bottom right there? That's where she went, right there at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh.
No, I understand if you got to go, you got to go. But there? Wow. That seems like that's some vindictive stuff there.
That's some
passive
aggressive. That's some like working some, and he saw something out.
That's,
really
that's someone that doesn't know how to do the crab walk.
No, they do not. They couldn't make it to Sam's.
All right, so here's part two of this whole story. All right, hit V7 for me, please. It's an update. The Amazon lady who defecated at one home is spotted urinating at another in the Woodlands Hill. And they have this all on tape as well.
What is going
on
here?
No, it's both. One and two. I guess that looks like one, but the other one was one and
let's
two.
Let's not Zapruder film this. Let's look back. Hold on, let's zoom in. I'm like, I don't need the details. Like,
well, she got fired. Obviously, she got let go. Yeah, but all in one day? How bad do you have to use the restroom?
Maybe she had some of that liquid IV that doesn't agree with her like you.
Something's not going right with her. But yeah, that's in the weird news of the day. That's for sure.
Did not notice the cameras, or maybe you just don't care. Maybe that's just your thing.
I think that's her thing. If you go down the old Google, mm-hmm. the old internet, you'll see there's a lot of instances where not a whole lot, but there's a handful of instances where a delivery driver had to use the restroom. This one's a little different because it's two times in one day.
Yeah.
I mean, come
same
on.
Route. My yeah.
God. Like, and she looks up at the camera.
Thumbs up. Thank you. Hey, if you guys could leave some toilet paper out here, really help the driver out.
No joke. But yeah, there you go. Oh, we got no dumb questions today.
Oh boy, I feel like we've already answered so many of them. We've already said so many stupid things.
All right, bpcrasher@gmail.com and also number 402-915-0962. We already hit that Bonnie one about the fighting off toddlers. All right, here's one from Katie. What would your call be if you got turned into everything's always animal? What would your call be if you got turned into a bird right now?
Okay. What?
Mine would be caca, caca. It should be actually mine's pretty basic. Yours is like what?
I like what? I remember growing up and we went to Platt State Park. And you would hear whoop-a-woo, and then Bob White. So that's why I'm like, you're not an owl.
Who farted? I did.
Maybe that would be yours. I did.
Ready? You do the I did. I'll do the who. Who farted?
I did. No, we got to go, what? I did. What? I did. I think we found that pretty quickly. I'm really proud of us.
thank you for the
like
message,
zeroed in on Katie. Some bird calls pretty fast.
All right, I'm gonna leave it with this one video. All right, don't forget Wednesday we're gonna give you the Diddy update, as grimy as that is.
I know.
Celebrity news. We got some celebrity stuff Molly will dig up. So if you have anything you really want to hear about, just hit us up on our Facebook page. You should be following that anyway. And our Instagram, or again, email, and just make sure you follow and rate and review all these wonderful podcasts. You want to keep that going on. This is called Three Words. It's words. Do you see it, Gracie? All right, we'll leave you with this one here.
Three of the hardest things for people to say: I was wrong, I need help, and Worcestershire sauce.
You want to hit it one more time?
Three of the hardest things for people to say: I was wrong, I need help, and Worcestershire sauce.
I can't say that word. Worcestershire sauce. I could never, ever say that.
Worcestershire sauce.
Is it Worcestershire?
Worcestershire. There's way more letters than it needs, and that's.
I hear you. I hear you. Who thought of the name of that? Worcestershire sauce. I can't say it. I never could, even as a kid. Obviously,
I had a roommate in college, and you know, being from the Midwest, I wasn't that familiar with East Coast cities.
Okay.
And she was from Massachusetts, and I remember meeting her, and I was like, "Oh wow, so you're from Worcester?" She's like, "It's called Worcester." And I was like, oh.
That's probably where Worcester sauce comes from.
Worcestershire sauce is like, seriously, it's like right up there. I was like, I am the dumbest, worst first impression. Like, hey, so you're from Worcester? She's like, you're from Nebraska, obviously. Your plain state is all over your accent.
All right, we're going to get out of here. And we are working on a live show. I'm just going to put that in your ears right now. That's going to live in your head rent-free. And that's going to be within the next, I don't know, probably 5 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that. But we'll keep you all updated on that. And merch as well. We got merch coming at you.
Yes.
And don't forget what the deal is today. You got to tell one person. Stranger would be awesome. About the big party show. Do us a solid and do that for us. Thank you, Super Gracie. And we will see you guys on Wednesday. Have a safe couple of days and do yourself good. Or shit your sire sauce.
A Huda Media Production.